Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
La, 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 la. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I was just talking with Jane. Well, via text. I was texting with Jane.
Hi, Jane.
And she was talking about, she saw Billie last night. Billie Eilish at the SAP Center. She's like, so it's Jane. And Billie was so effing good. Just running literally through massive hit after hit. And such a badass superstar.
That song right now, the one that we just played.
Birds of a Feather.
Add it to the list of songs that play in my head and keep me up at night.
Yes. She's, in fact, she's talking
whistling
about,
it. I find myself just going, oh my gosh, it's in there and there's no getting it out. And I mean that as a compliment.
Right.
Because pop has just gotten
unbelievably
catchy.
I wonder if we should have that. There's like a 40-second clip of all these different tempos and sounds and styles of music that is supposed to be guaranteed to get an earworm out of your head. It's at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. We maybe should pin that at the top. Jane goes on. It's still Jane. Still very cool. I love hearing Birds of a Feather now that I have the memory of seeing it live last night. The confetti cannon shot out at the end of this and she just kind of walks slowly around the stage, soaking it all in. And I got super emotional. It was freaking amazing. Also, I'm voice texting. I have no idea why Birds of a Feather is in LOL. Kill.
La la da da da.
I don't know what that last part means. Oh, and she says to everyone who's going to the sold out show tonight at the SAP Center, enjoy, congrats, it's gonna be amazing. Thank you, Janie.
Oh, you know what Jane told me yesterday?
What?
At the SAP Center, they went full vegan on all of the food at the SAP Center for the Billie Eilish shows. They went full vegan.
Really?
Yeah, they've never done that before.
How amazing.
Yeah.
That's quite a commitment to make.
That's what I thought too. I was like, huh.
So everyone starved.
Yeah. Sounds like everyone had to go out for dinner afterward.
It's too bad.
Yeah. How's it going? Well done. Like that. I want to tell John that later. Okay. This part of the show is brought to you by our full show podcast. Our whole show, whenever you've got time for it. Check out our full show podcast on the free Odyssey app today. We want you to use the Odyssey app, you guys.
Please.
Yes. They're very serious about it here at Odyssey. It's their app. It's named after them. Audacy. So please check us out over there. I'm going to start with, the year-end things that are popping up. If you use Apple Music all the time, or if you're a Spotify person, all, you know, whatever music service you use, it'll give you your end of the year stats. And it looks like on Spotify, it's called Spotify Wrapped.
Okay.
And Sabrina Carpenter is a great example for what it means to have a lot of self-love. Her Spotify Wrapped exposed her as her own number one fangirl. She listen to herself more than she listened to any other thing. She says, it's funny because when I first saw mine, my initial reaction was, oh, damn, I can't post that because I'm on my own list. It's a bit conceited. Then I was like, well, I guess it's a good thing that I'm on my list and listen to my own music because it means I F with what I do. Not sure what that means. But the other ones on there were Dolly Parton, ABBA, Kacey Musgraves, and the Bee Gees. So I love myself the most, though, which is fine. I definitely, when I've made music and recorded stuff, I absolutely listen to it all the time. Like, oh my God.
Really?
I can't believe it. I can't believe we did that. It's great.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, no one's ever going to like it like you do. It's your own art.
Do you ever listen back to the show now that there's a pod? You know, you have a podcast?
No, absolutely not. Oh, okay. You know, I used to sometimes listen to The Secret Show and I would go back like a couple months and listen to something from that. And it helped because a lot of times what we do on this show where it's total stream of consciousness. So something comes up, you say this, you say that. Like I would sometimes try to guess what I would say about, like I would think, oh, I would say this. And then I don't say that. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. Mm. But I didn't say what I thought I would say. It's funny how little I remember of it when I go back and listen, but I don't do it very often because I feel like let it be. I don't want to go back and obsess over something that I probably already completely obsessed over. There's always something. Sometimes, you know how sometimes you said something on the air and you're just like, oh, I shouldn't have said that, or I said it the wrong way. It didn't come out right. And I kind of grind on it. I've gotten to a point in my life where I'm like, you're always grinding on something. Can you remember the thing that you were so grinding on 2 weeks ago? And the answer is no, I can't. So why waste any time grinding over that thing you're worried about? Just like, let it go. If it comes up, then grind on it. It will never come up. It doesn't. Just forget about it. But I've recorded lots of songs with bands, and I love listening to those. I think it's super fun.
I never listen to old scrotum pole music at all.
Oh, do we have any here? I'll tell you. No, I'll show you. What
you don't need to.
Like.
I don't. Sure? It's okay. We don't want no trouble.
Boobs are cool. They mad mad roll. It was so funny because I was looking at Miley Cyrus. She put hers up and for like end of the year stuff. And her most listened to thing was Britney Spears.
Oh.
And which Britney's great. I love those first couple albums of Britney. Oh, they're so good. But it's funny because, and I don't have her whole list or anything, but she says here, a Britney song was literally on because it's from that, you know, and the Britney.
Yeah, the Britney song was on. It's Party in the USA.
Right.
I'm a big Miley fan. I don't listen to Britney, though.
All the year. Britney song was literally on all the year.
Very cute.
There's a picture here, which I think is worth a quick look. I feel like this is it's weird, almost like it's an AI thing, because it's Miley looking like Miley looks now and Britney looking like Britney looked 20 years ago. So I don't know. I feel like how old is Miley?
Miley's in her 30s.
All right. Maybe it could happen.
I don't. But that's the hairstyle she had fairly recently, and that's not fairly recent Britney.
No, that looks like really young Britney. Her eyes are super clear. She doesn't have like, you know, black crayon scribbles around them. Her whole torso is showing. That's back when she knew some dances, too. Anyway, there you go. That's what's going on with the end of the year listening stuff. I thought this was fun because you were just you were talking about how much you like Jim Carrey in the Sonic movies, Sonic the Hedgehog.
He's great.
Have you seen both of them?
I have. And I'm going to see the third one, too.
So he says, I know I said I was retiring in 2022 and I was fairly serious about it. But then I bought a lot of stuff and I needed some more money. So I went ahead and did Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Yeah.
I love that. And also, by the way, I didn't know this. I don't know what's going on here. I can't. Every time they air that Sonic the Hedgehog 3 commercial, it says starring Jim Carrey and
I don't know.
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, is Keanu the Hedgehog?
I don't know who he is.
Can you look that up, please?
I heard it on the commercial while sitting right here and was going, where is he in the... So if he's Sonic, it's going to take my head clean off. And if he's just in the third one and hasn't been in the other two, then okay.
Is there an English guy in it?
No.
That would make sense.
No, not that I know of.
So he plays Shadow the Hedgehog?
Oh, it's one of the other guys. Oh, okay.
Another, so Sonic is like the main hedgehog and then there's Shadow the Hedgehog?
There's three of them fighting this new nemesis.
Ben Schwartz is Sonic, who you'll remember from, if you watched Parks and Rec. Oh, you didn't watch Parks and Rec?
I didn't watch Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah. He's great on Parks and Rec.
Ben Schwartz?
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard that name.
Oh, you would know him if you saw him here.
By the way, your boy, Joel McHale.
Yeah.
He's got a new show called Animal Rescue or something like that.
What is that literally about rescuing animals?
No, it's another sitcom type thing.
Oh.
It's a comedy, right?
Yeah, yeah. He plays a guy that does animals. It's been on for a little bit. I watched it.
Oh, it has.
Yeah, yeah. So
Animal Rescue, as in like when a stray dog is out there, you call Animal Rescue?
That's
not like
that's
this horse is trapped at the bottom of a dam. Right. And the
Animal Control is what it's called.
Animal
my
control.
Bad.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Mm. Anyway, I know you know him and he was offered to come on the show and I saw that he's got a show. So that's something to promote.
I thought it was cute, though, that Jim Carrey was like, yeah, I'll do it, but I did it for the money. And I found this thing. This is a BuzzFeed thing. And it's a bunch of times that actors admit, I did that for the money. Harrison Ford told Variety that doing motion capture work to play Red Hulk in Captain America Brave New World took not caring and being an idiot for money, which I've done before. Says, I don't mean to disparage it. I'm just saying you have to do certain things that normally your mother would not want you to do or your acting coach if you had one. But it's fun. I enjoyed it. I had a great time. Delighted at the response we got with the trailer. Sure you are.
You know, I there are those actors that they've had roles that define an era, De Niro and Pacino. And yet they also will tell you, I did a bunch of movies for the money.
Yeah.
So
The Family movies were the beginning for De Niro, right? Wasn't he saying, I just need some money.
Yeah. These guys should not beat themselves up for taking an enormous amount of dough for walking through a script in a 3-month window.
Apparently Shazam Fury of the Gods. Is that like the latest Shazam one that people are into?
The second one, yeah.
So Rachel Ziegler's in that. Mm-hmm. And she was asked she's at the red carpet. They're doing the premiere and they're like, you know, why'd you take the job of Anthea or whatever? She goes, I needed a job. I'm not a fan of it paid. I wanted some money.
How many scripts do you get that are going to be an all-time Oscar-winning role? Probably not many.
She says, I'm being so serious. The reality was we were in the middle of a pandemic and I was not working. I could not get a job for the life of me because West Side Story hadn't come out yet. And it was really hard to book work for me. The fact that they even wanted me to come in for a callback and then a chem read, whatever that is. Maybe you read with somebody, see if you have any chemistry. And then everything in between. I'm so lucky I got the job.
You figured it out. Listen to you doing the math and getting to the bottom of it.
Do you think that's it?
Yeah. A chem read, chemistry.
Because they want to see you on screen and see if it's crackling.
Right. Absolutely.
Hmm.
All right. You ready? A chem read is short for chemistry read, which referred to an audition where actors consider for the roles opposite each other, read scenes together to assess if they have on-screen compatibility.
And give her 50 bucks.
50 bucks, please.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Well, yeah,
you're the cash machine on the show.
I'm the poorest guy on the show, no.
Maddie's the poorest guy. That's Maddie. Oh, man. Everything about Maddie, I constantly just like put it in that song. Maddie, his hip is effed. Maddie.
Don't say that.
All right.
It is, though.
I know. You're really limping today.
Poor thing. Yeah. He says it warms up by the end of the day.
Do you, and I'm hoping the answer is no, but do you have to, like, are you on 3 Advil as we speak?
No, I take Tylenol and Celebrex.
And what Celebrex?
Celebrex.
Nothing.
I thought Celebrex was a wiener machine.
No. It's an anti-inflammatory.
Oh.
It's kind of like
a wiener machine?
That's the wrong word, isn't it? That was like a wiener medicine.
I think you're thinking of Cialis.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Not that I would know, but...
A wiener helper, like, you know, hamburger helper.
A wiener helper. I love it.
Yeah. So that's what you're... So you... Because that... I think Advil works great.
Yeah.
but they really tell you, do not abuse this. It's going to ruin your tummy.
No, that was exactly what my doctor said. Mm-hmm. And they work equally.
It's been fine, by the way. I've been abusing that for years, and I'm completely fine. So
You and Ellie are operating under totally different rules than the rest of the world.
You call me a cockroach?
I didn't call you that. I'm just saying, for whatever reason, nothing seems to...
Steve Buscemi reportedly took the role of Rockhound in Armageddon because he wanted a bigger house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Billy Bob Thornton paid Dan Truman in Armageddon because he had to pay off a divorce.
How rad that you can just take a gig and make a problem go away.
Amanda Seyfried took the role of Sophie Hall in Letters to Juliet, which was a cute movie. Because sometimes when you want to buy an apartment in Manhattan, you got to do one or two romantic comedies.
Yep.
Will Smith says he took, I guess after Parents Just Don't Understand, Will Smith found himself broke because his next album flopped. He also didn't pay his taxes, so the IRS took a lot of expensive cars and stuff.
Burn.
That's why he took the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, okay.
Supposedly.
Well, it was a hit.
Yeah.
It's the TV show that launched him.
Oh, my God, for sure, right? He is the French prince. What's coming up in the news, Vincent? I said it wrong, and I just went with it. The French prince.
I get it. All right, news is next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hump day. We talked about a lot of stuff today, and you can find it all on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Check us out over there.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your last chance for Alice in Winterland. Today is the last day to head to RadioAlice.com and enter your last chance to win a pair of tickets to our sold-out Alice in Winterland. You'll also qualify for a meet-and-greet with One Republic.
Ooh.
Sponsored by Macy's, Alice in Winterland starring One Republic, Andy Grammer and Haven Madison. It's on December 13th at the Paramount Theater Oakland.
I'm going to go to that.
Yeah, we are.
Write down the details on that. Try and win those tickets.
Here's what's happening. I got a few things for you. Don't forget, we do have weather coming in tonight. So whatever's out there now, it's going to cloud up and we'll see rain late tonight, but it's still happening. You'll wake to it being wet down there.
Hot. On the ground, Maddie. Don't get the wrong idea. Sheesh.
Hey.
Really glad that's gone.
Someone wrote in. People, and I don't blame people for getting impressions from the little blurbs and pieces they gather on the radio. And Someone wrote in and said, poorest guy in the show. I thought he invented podcasts. He is the podcast king.
Turns out there's no money in podcasts.
I was 17 years ago, started one of the first podcast companies. And it later sold for $300 million, but we had already sold it for nothing before that. So,
Stitcher. Oh, my God.
Yeah. If you want investment advice, come to me do the opposite.
Right.
Oh my God. I'm your guy.
Here's another one. Maddie, he's on the meds. Maddie.
He's on the meds. Maddie.
Oh. He has a hurt hip, everyone. Yeah. It's going to be okay, though.
It is.
But I'm still on the show.
Maddie, he's on the show. When is Maddie? He's on the show. There's Maddie.
Yes, Maddie.
The alleged murderer of the CEO of United Healthcare.
Yeah.
Luigi Mangione was reported missing by his mother to the San Francisco Police Department less than 1 month before he allegedly assassinated a health insurance executive in New York City.
Oh, my God.
This guy apparently disappeared from all contact with friends and family for like 6 months.
Oh.
He was arrested in Altoona, PA. By the way, they've got people from the restaurant in McDonald's at the time.
Yeah.
Like an old guy, my friend goes, that looks like the guy they're looking for in New York City. And he goes, it's funny. They keep eating. And then it turns out he left and heard later that was the guy. And they did arrest him right there at the McDonald's. Mm,
that's really funny.
It is.
I mean, it's not that funny. Because if you see someone, if you see something, say something. But I guess he did say something to his friend. Hey, I got... Yeah, he does. You're right. Incredible.
At his first court appearance yesterday, the suspected killer struggled with officers as he arrived. This is completely out of touch and an insult to the intelligence of the American people. That's his quote as he was led into court.
Oh.
Investigators are now combing over every minute of this guy's life, trying to piece together his whereabouts over the last year or so. They say he was in regular contact with friends and family until about 6 months ago when he suddenly went dark. He stopped communicating with them. He'd been suffering from a painful back injury and then just went dark.
Oh, wow.
This guy
was... back injury maybe being the thing?
Maybe. Hmm. He's someone with means. He's from a well-to-do family in Maryland. He has ties to the San Francisco Bay Area. His last known address was in Honolulu, but he was working here when his mom reported him missing. Mm. Or she thought he was, because they say that he most recently worked for a California tech company called TrueCar in 2023. They say he left that job in 2023, but his mother filed a police report last month stating that, as far as I know, he still works at TrueCar.
So if he disappeared from friends and family 6 months ago, she files a thing a month ago. It's because she just is like, I got to know where my son
is.
No
one had heard from him since July.
My God. And didn't you say that he worked at TrueCar and I think the dates were like June to August? So for a year he's been saying he's working there and not been?
Well, I don't know the exact dates of his time there as an employee, but he's clearly...
Mm-mm. It was like a Stanford thing, wasn't it?
He was at Stanford, yes. He was teaching or being a teacher's assistant or something with AI stuff.
Yeah.
Which goes kind of against his whole rant about... Anyway, they say that
he sounds disturbed.
Suffered from severe back pain and left Hawaii in the summer of 2023 to get spinal surgery.
Oh, my.
And he did post a picture of some screws and a plate in his back, if it was him. You know, I don't know what that was, whether that was... Anyway, that continues to be an ongoing story. Well, little dribs and drabs will be coming out over the next, I don't know, months, I guess, right?
Right.
I forgot to say this a minute ago.
Uh-oh.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, thanks so much, Vinny. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank
and whatever
you.
Holiday you celebrate, mm-hmm. we hope it's a festive and joyful time for you and your family.
Who in your life is the hardest to shop for around the holidays? Someone polled 2,000 Americans. Can you guess who got the most votes?
Grandpa.
No, your partner or spouse.
Yeah, that is hard. Although, sometimes he'll be talking about something. I got him two things this year that I think are solid.
Mm.
Something that he needs and something that I think he might want.
Oh.
Mm.
Golf clubs.
I wouldn't know what to get him for golf clubs. Yeah.
Golf shoes. Oh. Mm. Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, something sick?
Yes.
Oh.
It seems like it.
Oh.
Maybe. We'll see. I don't know if he'll like it or not. We'll
he's going to love it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he might not.
21% of people said their partner or spouse is the hardest person and they'll devote 9 hours of their life trying to find the perfect gift for them this year. Kids are next, 14%, followed by moms with 12% of the vote.
I find everyone hard to buy for now. It's because we don't make lists the way we used to. Like, it feels like everyone just gets whatever they want, whatever the hell they want it. Like, yep. You just go on Amazon, you get it, and you don't, the kids, they're like, don't buy me socks, Mom. I just bought myself socks on Amazon 2 weeks ago. Like, I'm all set. I'm like, all right, what do you want? Well, how about some money? Just spend it on Amazon. It's all right. That sounds soulless and thoughtless. I'll give you that.
The average person will buy 16 presents this year. Around a quarter of those will go to the kids. The rest are for people like extended family, friends, coworkers, and pets.
I got you guys each something.
What?
Yeah, just a little something.
Oh. Well, good to know.
Oh. No, you don't have to drink. No.
No.
Please don't.
We're going to.
That's actually why I'm telling you, because I know that I'd be bummed if you guys got me something and I didn't have something.
I'm glad that you said that.
Yeah, just
that.
Something very small. Very just based on one thing.
Hmm.
Just a very small.
Is it the same thing for both of us?
No, it is not.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
Hmm.
It's really, but really, really small.
Very excited. Are we going to do
that?
We'll
do a gift exchange on the air on maybe the last Friday or something.
Or the last day, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 20th.
If we have time, if we remember.
The top gift-giving headaches include budgeting, finding the right gift for everyone, wrapping them, and keeping them all a secret.
Ah.
I think the missus got a box of presents yesterday, opened the box, left it on the kitchen table.
And a kid looked in.
Well, no, I mean, she was working at home, so I'm sure she had planned to get those gifts and put them away, but I came home with the kids from the school pickup, and we all walked in, and there was one of the oldest one, like, hey, what's all this stuff?
Oh, no!
Christina was oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, well.
Oh, that's terrible.
Hey, what are you going to do? Working from home.
Yeah,
these
immediately
kinds of things happen.
Hide those things.
Yep.
It's true.
Let's see here. The average person will deal with 16 holiday headaches, including untangling lights, getting through your holiday to-do list, and navigating family dynamics.
Mm. That is a big one.
It is.
Yeah.
One thing when we talk about gifts that you should consider, Gen Z loves digital compact cameras. They're totally into these things that we used to carry around, but you've had them on your phone now forever. I don't know why you're worried about another camera.
Is my kid Gen Z?
They believe so.
Okay.
Aren't they?
I don't know.
I think they are.
I always think that they're millennials, but I think that was like,
no,
40 now.
They're Gen Z.
Okay.
So maybe they want digital cameras.
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like the one in your phone is epic.
Don't get another
so
one.
So good.
I don't want your lousy.
You're already carrying the one
pictures.
Thing.
Right. Yeah.
The kids are into retro.
I know, but
they
then you got
the
90s. That's not that retro. It's like, get a real camera.
But
if
you still
do
have
that.
To plug, you probably have to plug that in.
Yeah. Charge it back
to download
up.
Them.
Right.
And,
yes.
You know, there's no Bluetooth in those things, is there?
I don't think so. And remember that it only held, like, I remember when you were getting your house built up in Northern Marin. What's the name of that place again?
Novato.
Yes. But
Hamilton.
There was, yes, Hamilton. So Vinny like had a house getting built. He's going, he takes pictures of the, remember that it was like a curved staircase. There were all these different pictures that you take, but there were only 12 pictures. You're like, these are all the pictures I can fit on this little tiny phone.
I left that here when I left.
The phone?
The camera.
Oh, that's what I meant. The little tiny camera.
Yeah.
Camera phones.
Yeah, I don't have those pictures. So wherever that thing is, it's who knows.
Right. It's in a box somewhere.
Well, whatever.
Of recycling.
Yeah. It's got to be junked.
Yeah.
Okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's see here. Speaking of wiener, were we?
I'm not sure, but I'm always willing.
A wiener helper.
Speaking of wiener, helper, the United Health shooter's roommate said side effects from his back surgery interfered with his relationships with women.
Oh.
That's tough. You know, most
medications that affect that are people fall off of those.
I've never had anything done that would have rendered me helpless down there, but your relationships with women are like vital to your importance in the world.
A lot of people when you're young, mood stabilizers and anti-anxiety, anti-depression, a lot of that medication really dampens down everything.
It makes you,
speaking from experience,
not be able to cross the finish line.
You can arrive for the race, but
you're in for the race, but you'd be kicking like, please stop. It's been a lot of time.
You're gonna need to take care of that yourself after you're off your meds,
or you just don't take your meds for days.
Well, that's not helpful. That's not gonna do any good. Yeah. Like, how long were you getting? Like, that kind of, I mean, kind of sounds nice. You got like 45 minutes and still not getting there.
But then also just quitting at 45 minutes and never getting there.
Yeah, sometimes you just don't get there. I'm not on that anymore.
Future girlfriends, listen up.
So my doctor put me on something different and it doesn't have the same effect, but it is definitely a lot of people that are on, I think they're called SSRIs. Yeah.
But you're still a marathon man.
I try to be.
Don't try
really
so hard.
Always have
just, been. Really, just
I know, and I know women don't like that.
Let's just get this over with.
Don't.
Yeah. By the way, the hip doesn't affect any of that, so.
707 says, Keanu voices Sonic's nemesis, the new bad guy in the new movie, Shadow. That's great.
Okay. So Shadow's new in this one and he hasn't done all the other Sonics.
Yeah, you know what? I've enjoyed the movies. I can't, tell you the name of all the...
Right.
I really
it's a kid's
don't.
Movie.
I like it. It's fun to sit down and watch it, but that's, It's not.
I do.
Okay, thanks. Vinny, please get the pronunciation right. It's Los Gatos. You keep saying Los. Linda from Campbell on the Odyssey. Let me just tell you something.
She lives in Campbell.
Linda.
It's close.
Oh, no. Linda, you're fine. I have pretty thick skin. And I expect when I say something to try to get a joke in and it doesn't go land or I'm offensive. And I expect you to. The number of people who write me about the pronunciation of this thing or that thing, it's like at some point you're so cluster effed in your head.
Yes.
You don't know which way
it
is.
I don't know which way it is. Just call it the cats.
I understand. But I have heard from people who go, you don't say Los Angeles, do you? No, I don't. So what is the problem then? What do I do? Los Angeles, okay? Los Gatos. No, but then someone else wrote, it's Gatos with an O at the end. That means you go Los Gatos. Just don't. From now on, we will never speak of Los Gatos again.
Yeah, never mention it again. That's all. That solves the problem. Sorry about it, Los Gatos. You're out.
Bunch of Richie.
Yeah. That's a cut-through town.
Vinny, get a BMW electric. I don't even think I'm going electric at this point. It's all been ruined. It's
terrible.
Should
do it. You should do it.
Nah.
Get an Audi.
It's time to play a game, guys. All right. This game is it's based on the Google searches for this year.
Okay.
Google's top trending 2024 searches in entertainment. So here's how it's going to work. If you guess exact, then... because I'm looking for what the number one search was, then I'll give you 2 points. But if you both get it wrong, I'm going to give you a point to whoever got closest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is deaths. Deaths that were Googled this year. O.J. Simpson, Liam Payne, Toby Keith, James Earl Jones, Rich Homie Quan. Vinny, you're first.
Liam Payne.
That's what I was going to say too.
Pick somebody else.
I'll just, OJ.
Well, that is the correct answer is Toby Keith.
Mm-hmm.
And so Vinny gets the point because Liam Payne was number 2 and OJ was number 3.
All right.
Oh, we were close.
I get 2 points.
Okay.
Two?
Eat it.
No, you get 1 point.
I don't feel like I understood
the rules.
Your...
If you got the exact right, if you got the number 1, you'd get 2 points. And I'm not going to let you pick the same one, okay, what? Guys? You're
Go
nuts.
On.
These nuts. Actors. These are the top Googled actors of the year. And I will say I am astounded by who's number one. That's my hint, okay? Cat Williams. Jacob Elordi. He's from Saltburn and Euphoria. Glenn Powell, Anyone But You, Twister's Top Gun. Jeremy Allen White, The Bear. And Shane Gillis, who I have here. Hold on, I pulled up his... he's known for his Netflix comedy specials and a series called Tires.
I love that show.
Okay, so who do you think got Googled the most? Do you want to hear him again? Cat Williams, Jacob Elordi, Glenn Powell, Jeremy Allen White... or Shane Gillis?
I'm going to say Shane Gillis just because he's very popular right now with a lot of the young folks. So they might Google him a lot.
Jeremy Allen White, Bob.
Vinny also gets the point for that. The correct answer was Cat Williams.
What?
I don't know why. I looked him up. I'm like, what's going on with that? Cat Williams was Googled more than Jacob Elordi, Glenn Powell, Jeremy Allen White, or Shane Gillis. Shane Gillis was number five. So that's 2 points for Vinny.
I don't like this game.
And, well, you're losing. That's why. Okay, celebrity duos. Vanna White and Ryan Seacrest. Conjoined twins, Abby and Brittany Hensel. They count as a duo. Justin and Hailey Bieber. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. Or Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. Which of those was Googled the most? And I think it's Matt's turn to go first.
I would go with Ben Affleck.
You're going with Ben Affleck.
I'm going with Ben Affleck as well.
You can't. You have to pick somebody else.
Oh, I don't remember that being in the Vanna, rules before
just,
the game started.
I literally just said it. I'm not letting you pick the same one. Vanna White and Ryan Seacrest. Conjoined twins Abby and Brittany Hensel. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. Justin and Hailey Bieber or Ben Affleck. And Jennifer Lopez.
Justin and Hailey Bieber, Bob.
Vinny gets the point for that. Number one celebrity duo being Googled, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton.
Oh!
Then Justin and Haley, then Vanna and Ryan, then Ben Affleck.
They were last?
No, the conjoined twins were last.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you forgot about that.
I've gotten the most that were on the bottom. I think I should like get something
No, there's
for that.
No points for that. Nope.
Nuts?
Who's nuts?
Yes, please.
Which nuts?
These nuts.
I love these nuts. Movies. Which of these was Googled the most? Dune Part 2, Saltburn, It Ends With Us, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, or Inside Out 2? And Vinny, you're first.
Inside Out 2.
I'm going to go with Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Well, Inside Out 2 is the exact right answer. It was number one, and by a score of 5-0, this game is over.
El Campeón.
Don't kiss. Don't throw the kisses at me. Stop it.
You can throw those kisses wherever you want. You're the winner, El Campeón.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you. I do it for you.
Goodbye. Make sure you listen to Jane this afternoon. You only have a little... Today's the last day to get in the running for these last chance tickets for Alice in Winterland, which we definitely want to see you at on Friday. And keep it here on Alice all the live long day. Have a great day. We'll see you on Thursday.
Thank you.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.